This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Sue, you love the tubes.
Love
Fee
the
Wable.
Tubes.
I had to leave. You know, sometimes I have the producers kind of take those false intros out.
Yeah.
But that's how that song starts, which is called Talk to You Later. Our friend Tim Summer is on the line. We're going to talk a lot about music here in the first part of the 5 o'clock hour. Do you have appreciation for Mr. Fee Wable and the tubes, Mr. Tim Summer? How are you this afternoon?
It has always stunned me, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It has always stunned me that no hair metal band or heavy metal band or even punk rock band ever covered White Punks on Dope, which is such a fantastic, funny, you know, riffy, catchy punk rock song, heavy metal song. So, yeah, I do have an appreciation for Mr. Fee Wable and the Tubes.
It's a great name, first and foremost. Tim, of course, has been with us many times before. Music journalist, former record executive. He writes and contributes to the Rock and Roll Globe website. He is the guy who signed, literally signed, Hootie and the Blowfish. He wrote a book about that that came out. Boy, has that been 2 years since your book was out already, or just 1 year?
Well, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, I wrote the thing during the pandemic, and like many of the things that happened in the pandemic, it has all been
blurry.
Vanished. Into a muck-up of time. I want to say that I've really enjoyed today's show, and as always, I've enjoyed the main reason I listen to this show, which is Sue's News.
You and everybody
and,
else.
And Sue noted that today was the 46th anniversary of the release of I Was Made for Loving You. Is that correct?
That is right. Yeah, I'm playing it here in the background. A little kid. Now, yeah. I was, like I said, when I was a kid, I was never super into Kiss. I probably had more appreciation for them as an adult, and I have seen them in concert only one time, but any significance for you for that anniversary?
Now, I don't know exactly the age range of the people who will listen to the show. I assume it's all across the board. But I was in high school at the time that song was released. And my God, people were running through the hallways, and I'm not making this up, by the way. People were running through the hallways going, oh my God, Kiss have gone disco. Kiss have sold out.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Now, first of all, the idea that anyone could apply the word sell out to Kiss, which is a concept that was made as a something.
That's so right.
Seriously, people were like rending their garments and like weeping. Oh, how could they have done this? It sold out. But what's funny is, in retrospect, not only is that one of Kiss's greatest songs,
yeah,
it really is. Who could have imagined 46 years ago that we would still be talking about Kiss?
Right?
That Kiss, just this year, within the last year, would have finished playing their last shows. Who knows, until they play more last shows. Meaning, it's this extraordinary thing about the lasting power of Generation Rock. And I think that's wonderful. Seriously, 46 years ago. Now, something, another anniversary Sue could have mentioned was tomorrow is the 46th anniversary, also in 1979, also in May. Tomorrow is the 46th anniversary of the last episode of the first iteration of Saturday Night Live, meaning the first you know, the seasons that began, the crew and the producer, Lorne Michaels, and the writers and the cast, who began with the show in 1975, May 24th, 1979, was their final episode. And once again, who could have imagined 46 years later we would still be talking about Saturday Night Live, or, and I'm seeing this as a positive thing, very positive thing, that we would still be closely following the work, the life, the career, and the travails of Mr. Billy Joel. And Godspeed to him, and Godspeed with his recovery. And
Let's talk about that in a little bit. I have to tell one kid's story.
That we're still talking about all that stuff is wonderful, yeah. And says something about, just it says something that we could never have imagined, that nearly half a century later we'd still be talking about Kiss and I Was Made for Loving You.
So I as I mentioned, I was never like when I was in that era, 14 years old in 1979. Sure. So I started buying records, and I was into Led Zeppelin and Tom Petty and a band called UFO from England and a few others. I had some friends that were into Kiss.
Lights Out in London, baby.
Oh yeah, exactly. That live album is incredible. But I always like to refer to the only 2 years of my life that I ever did real work was when I was 13 and 14 or 14 and 15. And I worked on a farm that was outside of Chicago, outside of Aurora, Illinois, big Rock, Illinois. And I walked soybean fields, and this was my mom's dad and uncle. I'm sorry, uncle. My mom's aunt and uncle. I can't even get the thoughts together. So I was working on this farm. I had a great time, but I was there by myself. I had no friends or anything, but they had an organ in their living room, like just a little organ, and I could go up and play it, and I didn't know how to play music at all. I can't remember if I had bought a guitar at this point, because I did have a guitar, but the only thing that I think I could play was God of Thunder by Kiss. So my mom's aunt and uncle had to have been driven crazy, because all I was doing was down on the organ. That was my only musical skill. So that is kind of my Kiss memory that sticks out from that time. But let's start here with the Billy Joel story, because this came out today. He has at least postponed part of his tour, and this is for medical reasons, Tim, and you actually kind of have a little bit more understanding of the diagnosis, perhaps, than most people, right?
Well, he's had, you know, he has, as you said, NP hydrocephalus, which I'm probably mispronouncing, normal pressure hydrocephalus, which is cerebral spinal fluid building up in his brain and affecting significantly his balance and other aspects of his life. Now, I think anytime someone comes forward with a diagnosis like that, it gives great courage to the people who suffer from that. And it gives great inspiration to the people who think, I need to find out a little bit more about it creates an automatic sense of empathy with all of the people who hear the story. So God bless them for coming forward with that. Now, what I mentioned to you, Mark, is that 25 years ago, almost exactly 25 years ago, I had an episode of something called pneumocephalus, which isn't nearly as serious, though it can be. It's when air leaks into the brain, and it usually happens after a traumatic brain injury or after a surgery. In my case, it happened after a surgery, and it's when air sort of leaks into the brain and begins to slowly squeeze the brain because it fills up the gap between the skull or the brain case or whatever the medical term is and the brain itself. And it happened to me after a surgery, and it was an extremely psychedelic experience, let's put it that way. But one of the things my illness taught me, and I know this has been a week when we've been discussing illnesses, and we've been discussing the way they affect them personally. Any illness is a platform, is a step to empathy. It's a step to understanding other people who suffer, other people who, God bless that you and I and Billy Joel are fortunate enough to have extraordinary support systems and probably decent enough insurance to pay for whatever support you need. But I think illness, including the illness that I had, is one of those things that makes you realize the people who don't have it as well. So to me, and you and I have discussed this before, Mark, illness is a gateway to empathy. So the fact that Billy Joel has stepped forward, and again, God bless the fact that Billy Joel at the age of 76 was performing up until about 8 weeks ago. And God bless the fact that we are still talking about Billy Joel and people are still being moved by Billy Joel, and people are still going to his concerts and having one hell of a time. That's just fantastic. And the fact that he has come forward and said, this is what I have, and it's time for me to deal with it, gives all of us a chance, and especially the people whose relatives or themselves may have suffered with similar conditions, like myself, like your late brother.
My late brother had, so he was hydrocephalic when he was born, and, you know, my mom and dad and my brother, they went through so much that I'll never understand, because the amount of surgeries that he went through. He died in 1997. He ended up having, you know, a great life, but it was very daunting at the beginning. And this was, you know, a collection of fluid on the brain. And what I remember is, and there are people out there, I even talked to Steve Butts, and he was familiar with this. My brother had a shunt that was installed in his brain. And you would have to, when we were little, my mom and dad would have to, it was like a soft spot on his head, and we'd have to pump the shunt because, and I might be getting some of this wrong, Tim, because I'm not an expert, but it would drain the fluid into the chest cavity. So it's something that, yeah, you know, at that time, my understanding is maybe if he was even born 10 years earlier in the 1960s, they did not have, you know, that technology, and it is advanced. So people who are born with that now, I'm not going to say it's easier or normal or anything like that, but the technology has come a long, long way in 50 years.
That's right. I mean, think about it. I'm not even sure they had MRIs when your brother was ill. And this is the thing, is when something like this happens, again, Billy Joel comes forward. Billy Joel says, I have this. And each of us can think, you know, it gives us a place of empathy. It gives us a place to learn. And that goes all across culture. That goes all across political beliefs. There is always room in our life to empathize, to have empathy, to think, well, this will happen to me. Not could happen to me. This will happen to you. Every one of us is going to go through something like this. And every one of us, hopefully, can have a support system and can survive it with joy and with support.
Here's what I didn't know, and I'm looking at the Rolling Stone article about this right now. So the last concert that Billy did, and by the way, they were here last year. They played Busch Stadium. And I know Mike Del Judas, who is in his band. I've gotten to know Mike over the years, and he's an amazing guy and an amazing story in and of himself. But they're at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and near the end of the show, he throws his microphone stand, and then he falls flat on his back standing next to a crew member. Now, he stood up and finished the set, but that was the last time. And he said, look, I'm taking a four-month break from the road that required surgery, you know, a medical condition that required surgery. And now he was going to go back out on July 5th, but the doctors say, look, you just not are ready. He's getting disoriented. There's other things that could happen because of this. So he's obviously doing the right thing to get attention to this and have more therapy.
Yeah, exactly. And he's taking care of himself. I don't want to venture any guesses. I suspect it'll be a while before we see him back on the road. But again, he's given us so much. He's given us, what now, 60 years of music, 60 years of memories, and that's fantastic.
So let's talk about a couple other things that are maybe a little more positive. You kind of guided me into this. This is a song by Scotty McCreery, who was a runner-up on American Idol, and he did this song with your guys, Hootie and the Blowfish, right? Let's hear a little of it first. Scotty is a country artist. He's done quite well for himself in the aftermath of, I don't think it was a win on American Idol, but how did this project come together? What do you know about it?
Well,
there you can hear Hootie. Right? Oh, I see. So they're kind of sampling. Okay, wait a second. I see the connection there. So I hadn't heard that part of the song. Now you can explain a little bit more. Thank you, Tim. Sorry about that.
It's a song about growing up. I guess he was in high school at the time when Hootie were big, or younger. And he talks about the experience of having a summer or having an experience with his friends, of being on the beach and running around. And that song comes on, Hold My Hand comes on, which was a big, big song in the middle 90s. And he talks about, it's a song about music and memory. And I've told you this before, but one of the, if not the prime function of music in our lives, is it serves as a mnemonic for the things that happen in our life. It serves as a mnemonic, a place keeper for our memories. We remember where we were when we heard a certain song. We think, oh, I remember I had my first kiss, and this was on the radio. Oh, I remember I heard my grandpa died, and this was on the radio. I remember I got into state, and I knew where I was going to be going next fall, and this was on the radio. So that song, that Scott McCreery song, is about that. It's about music and memory, and he used the very, very interesting device of singing about the song Hold My Hand and deciding to bring in the band Hootie and the Blowfish to play the song into his new song, not a sample.
Wow. That's unique.
Wow, that's cool.
See, I thought it would use a sample, so that's different than a sample. So they actually go in and they record it with them. That's very interesting.
They actually went in and recorded the song with them. Of course, you know, they've played it so many times, they know exactly the way, you know, it sounds exactly like it did on the record, but it's not a sample. And what I found, I found two things very, very moving about this song. First of all, I love anything which reminds us of the connection between music and memory and music and experience. How much music is always with us. And all of us have talked about this before on the show. The experience of music in our lives, just as an atmospheric thing, just as a thing that is a placekeeper for memory, and I find that very moving. And secondly, on a personal level, it was a reminder, and it moved me a lot to think, wow, I was a not insignificant part of that song, meaning Hold My Hand, the original Hold My Hand, which was released in July of 1994. I was a not insignificant part of that song reaching the world. And I thought to myself, wow, Tim, something you did, something you helped make possible, is such a part of people's memories, even after all these years. And I was very moved by that.
Well, you should be. And the book is outstanding. We've talked about the book that you wrote about, you know, and you go into this, they're basically a college band. I'm going to do it in synopsis. You know the whole story. They're a college band, and you go in to see them at a bar in North Carolina, and you're like, these guys are for real, right?
Yeah. And instantly I knew that people could make a connection with them. I knew that people would make a connection with them. More importantly, and I think I signed them to the label and helped them make their first record for, I think, the best reasons to get involved in anything, which is it was a record that I wanted to hear, and these were people I wanted to spend my time with. We had zero idea that it was going to go on to sell 25 million copies. This is an honest, honest statement, and I swear to you and Sue that this is true. I thought, we hoped that the first Hootie and the Blowfish record would sell 50,000 copies.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's what we hoped.
Tim. Yeah. Wow.
By the way, the book is called Only Want to Be With You, The Inside Story of Hootie and the Blowfish, and you can get that. It's outstanding.
And the whole book isn't just a dry story about the band. Like I said, it also deals with the way music functions in our life, about music and memory, and how music belongs in our life and will always belong in our life as a placekeeper. Just the same as when Sue started talking about I Was Made for Loving You, I saw myself in those high school hallways with those kids going, oh my God, Tim, have you heard the new Kiss song? They sold out. I went there. And that's what music does. Music brings you there.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Now, one other topic we're going to talk about here is just there's, and I don't know, I kind of want to go to this. There's a venue here called the Muni that they usually just do theater shows, musicals, et cetera, every summer in St. Louis. Now, they used to do concerts, and Diana Ross and Jean-Baptiste just got announced as a show at the end of this summer in August. Now, I'm kind of curious about this, but I've talked about my kind of new rule, which I do break occasionally, is not seeing people over the age of 70. And I'm not, you know, trying to cross over here with being mean to Billy Joel or anything, but I've just found that seeing these acts that are over 70 are a little daunting. Now, she's 81 or 82, you have The Who going out there again. So there's a lot of acts that just, every time they do our final tour, they start going out. Now, I've heard Diana Ross is still pretty good. I had a friend that saw them at a music festival last year, so I'm curious about that. But wow, a lot of acts are not giving up, Tim Summer, are they?
My whole attitude towards older people on the road, I was a much younger man. This is going back over 30 years. My whole attitude to younger, to older people on the road changed on a night in 1991 when I went and saw Frank Sinatra at the Uniondale, New York, in Long Island, at the Long Island Coliseum, Nassau Coliseum. I saw Frank Sinatra perform, and I think he was around 78 at the time. I'm probably wrong about that. He might have only been 76. So anyway, I saw Frank Sinatra perform, and Frank Sinatra that night sang every lyric as if he was singing it from the heart for the first time. And that night converted me, and I was only 30 years old at the time, I was 29 at the time. That night converted me to the idea that age was not relevant. What is relevant is, are you still singing everything from the heart? Are you still playing with the same motivation with which you played in a garage when you were 18 years old? Like, for instance, Bob Dylan, who's coming to St. Louis at the end of June. Bob Dylan is going to be 84 years old tomorrow.
Wow. Tomorrow's his birthday.
And that's right. And when I've seen Bob Dylan recently, and I've seen Bob Dylan a bunch of times in the last 10 years, Bob Dylan plays every song as if he is a 16-year-old kid in his garage banging out something just for his own amusement, and that is fantastic. Now, will Diana Ross go up there with the same motivation? I don't know. But you have to give these people credit that, A, they're still out there doing this, you know, and you and I, who knows? I mean, maybe we had parents who were, my mom, who was a lawyer, worked till she was 92.
Well, right, and I had an aunt that was 94, I think, and she was so sharp up until the point that she was 93, and then things turned. Listen, we got to go. Every time we get you on the air here, we run out of time, and I love our conversations, and I really love our friendship, because what's funny, Sue, is that Tim and I, we've never met each other in person. We got to know each other on the radio, but we've become friends, and we talk. You talked to me for like an hour last Saturday, and I appreciate
that's nice.
So much. So listen, we got to go. I want you to have a great weekend. We're going to go out here with Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Have a great
and we'll talk
long
soon.
Weekend.
Take care. Thank you, Tim Sommer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I will say that I don't know if it's because it's the holiday weekend or we're wrapping everything up. Time is working in a weird way for me here this afternoon. I feel like the roundtable was like 3 days ago.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was just like a couple of hours ago.
Yes.
And then we're all off on Monday. We're going to have a best of show. Ethan has picked out some really, really good stuff from the last couple of weeks. We'll have a Sue's News special edition best of
nice.
In the 4 o'clock hour. So we all get the holiday. And unfortunately, Fred, I only say unfortunately because of us, but Fred is off between now and next Friday. He has taken a trip to Florida. He's the, like, the world traveler these days. That is Marie influenced, but good for him.
Completely Marie.
Good for Fred, though.
And that is good.
Absolutely. It's Memorial Day on Monday. It's important to highlight what the holiday is about. Mark Sunlove is back with us this afternoon. He's the director of the Soldiers Memorial downtown, which is within eyeshot here of where we are. So you had a long trek over, Mark. How are you this afternoon? It's great to see you.
I am doing great. I'm really happy to be here and talk about Memorial Day. Thanks
so
for having me.
We highlighted some of this last year. Do you have special activities? Let's find out what's going on for people to really, outside of cooking hot dogs and maybe going to a pool opening, to remember what this day is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I tell folks, like, this is the day of the year to just kind of stop for just a little while. Kind of pause, gather, and remember those who gave their lives in service. And so 10 a.m. At Soldiers Memorial on the outdoor steps there, we will have our annual observance. And there's many parts to it. A lot of them, you know, we do each year. There's kind of some key elements of the observance. One is remembering our POW and our MIAs and American Legion Post 404. The all-women's post helps us do that. And then, of course, we lay wreaths at the memorials in our court of honor. So that's kind of the major aspect of it. This year, we are really happy to have the Red and Black Brass Band, who's kind of become a St. Louis institution. They'll be at the observance, and they'll lead a procession through the court of honor as we lay the wreaths at the memorials there. So it should be a really nice touch.
And when does that all take place? Yeah. What's the timing of all that?
So it starts at 10 a.m. At Soldiers Memorial, and it's the ceremony, the whole thing lasts about an hour. And then the museum is open all day, so folks are more than welcome to come in, visit the exhibits following the ceremony.
Okay, Mark, one of the best exhibits that you've got is the Ghost Army, and that's still there through Monday, yes?
Yeah, if you have not seen this exhibit yet, you have 3 days now, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, to get down and see it. Of course, Monday is a perfect time because you can come to the ceremony and then just step into the museum and see the see the exhibit.
Do you know about the Ghost Army stuff, Mark?
I do not.
Reardon, this is so cool. Give him a little overview there, Mark.
Sure. So this was a unit, small unit. It was classified up until 1995. This is why most of us never heard of this. Small unit that was in France, followed the heels of the fighting forces right after D-Day, went into France, and they started doing deception work. Basically, a very complex way of ensuring that the Germans were deceived into thinking that they were a fighting unit, a particular fighting unit that the Germans were watching. And so they did 22 unique operations. They used things like inflatable tanks, inflatable jeeps. So from the air, these things look real. So the Germans, using aerial observation, were looking down. They were using sonic deception. These were these 500-pound speakers that they had mounted on the back of large vehicles, and they would play the sounds of tanks coming into position or trucks moving or men speaking. So you can imagine yourself as a German intelligence officer going to sleep at night, and all of a sudden you start to hear the sounds of tanks rolling up into the American positions. You wake up in the morning and you look across, or you look down with your observation aircraft, and sure enough, you see all these tanks there, but they're all inflatable rubber tanks.
It's the best stories ever.
And that was classified all the way up to 95.
Yeah, classified until 95. So, you know, as we built our shared narrative and understanding of World War II, this was never a part of it. But certainly it was critical in a couple of moments. One was Operation Bettenberg, where the Ghost Army for 4 days held a fairly large gap that Patton had inadvertently opened up in his lines. And so they put the Ghost Army there using sonic deception. They played the sounds of units in that position. The Germans, hearing them, never realized that there was a gap in the line there. If they did, it would have been catastrophic.
It's one of the coolest stories you'll hear, Mark.
Has there been a documentary or a major motion picture about this?
Yeah, there's a fantastic documentary. It's done by a PBS. So if you remember 9PBS, you can get that streaming. Came out in 2013, I think, is when that film came out.
And there's a History of the Lou with Sue where he talks about it, too.
That's
on Odyssey, AUDACY.com.
That's even better. That's amazing.
It's an amazing story. and he'll tell it to you. So, yeah, if that exhibit is there through Monday, get yourself down there. It'll freak you out.
You know, one of the things that we often say, I say it out loud a lot, and I'm certainly not a member of the Greatest Generation, but what I've said is I feel like young people don't have the appreciation for the sacrifices that were made in the Greatest Generation. Do you ever experience anything with younger people that come to the memorial and walk away with maybe a wow? I mean, even you just telling that story right now, for people who haven't heard it, that is amazing, right? Do you see people who might not ordinarily be interested or engaged get engaged?
Yeah, I think so, you know, especially, you know, both young and old. You know, one way that our permanent exhibit, St. Louis in Service, talks about St. Louisans in military service all the way from the Revolutionary War up through today. And it's a, you know, military museum is our, in our name, but we really tell the story of people and specifically St. Louis. And so how, you know, different St. Louisans, different companies from St. Louis may have been involved in these conflicts. So as you go through our permanent gallery, you really find very personal connections, whether it's a company that you know or an individual or a neighborhood. You see those connections in the gallery, and then it starts to click with people the way that we have served in the past and how important that service has been. And then, of course, the memorial aspect, the sacrifices that were made in that service.
So the hours through the weekend for someone who should at this point be inspired to come down and see that exhibit before it leaves tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, the hours would be what?
10 to 5.
Okay.
And it's always free. So you can come in, just walk in the door and check it out. I would remind folks, this is kind of the pro tip, parking is free on Sundays and holidays. So both Sunday and Monday, parking is free. You don't have to worry about the meters and the rest of it. So I always like to share that little,
no, that's
little
important.
Tip. Yeah.
That is important. Well, thank you so much for coming over. We'd love to visit, and it's important to highlight these moments, and that's amazing. It's shame on me. I think I need to come back downtown and check that out. That's my phone, by the way. That's embarrassing. The host should not have his phone. I'm Mark Sunlove, the director of the Soldiers Memorial. What is the website of the memorial also?
Website is mohistory.org/memorial.
Mark, we'll get you back and talk a little bit more when we have more opportunities. I'm sorry to cut you a little short here this afternoon, but thanks for taking the long trek over, right?
Yeah, that's right. Always happy to be here.
We'll cover your travel. I'll do that personally. Thank you, Mark Sunlove. We're coming back with Audio Cut of the Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
A little journey to take us out here.
Yes,
this isn't like one of their most popular songs, but this might be like my favorite Journey song.
Oh, it's great.
I love the guitar work at the end by Neil Sean. Steve Perry. You know, I don't know why I saw this, but I saw a clip just yesterday, and it's about a 4 or 5 year old interview with Steve Perry talking about using Don't Stop Believin' at the end of The Sopranos. And Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain were all in from the beginning. And Steve Perry is like, I want to make sure that this is cool because right. do I want to be connected with, you know, so he pressed them and he said, I need to know. It was Thursday before the episode on Sunday that he finally greenlit using the song. They Dang. Didn't know until the Thursday before the episode aired, and Steve Perry said he's thrilled with the way it was used.
Great!
But that was a close call. I don't Man. Know what they would have done. David Chase would probably have an answer for that.
Yeah.
Look, we have, and we spent a lot of time, Sue, on the roundtable talking about the devastation in St. Louis and how we want to help people. Shan Herwig is here, business development manager with Dave Mungan and St. Louis Honda, and they are teaming up with here us at Odyssey St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, Y98, KZK, KMOX, the list goes on, to help people. Shan, how are you this afternoon? We wanted to highlight some of this and get some people inspired to make some donations. How are you doing? Thanks for coming on.
I am very good. Thank you so much, and thank you for your support.
I know we have a big box here in our kitchen area right off where, you know, people snack in. You can donate things, water, et cetera. What are you doing? How big is the need? How can listeners help right now this weekend?
The need is tremendous. Obviously, everyone's been watching on the news broadcast, and it's just absolutely horrific. So yes, we're all in this, and the community is just unbelievable. St. Louis is a fantastic town that certainly supports their neighbors, their friends, family members. So right now what we're collecting, and this is not all of it, but basically water, batteries of all sizes, flashlights, chargers, push brooms, rakes, tarps, portable fans, non-perishable food items, that's probably a key element, diapers of all size, feminine hygiene products, wipes, just safety goggles. I found some of the masks from COVID in my house that were still wrapped, and I grabbed those because I know a lot of people need those, or even if they're sick. So that's just another thing. But, you know, toiletry items, toilet paper, that kind of thing. So,
you know, it's interesting because I remember being part of a lot of these drives in the aftermath of disasters that have happened in other parts of the country. You know, when hurricane hits Florida, we've done drives in the parking lots of stores when I was on the KMOX side. And here we are in St. Louis. And, you know, one of the disappointing things I would say from a national perspective is we haven't gotten a lot of attention on this storm. They were focusing on Kentucky. I know there was a lot of devastation there. But, you know, people are willing to help. When you put this in front of them, and St. Louis will come together. So if folks want to donate, what is the best way to drop things off and where?
First, let me mention that I forgot $25 gift cards. We did this drive, unfortunately, for Kentucky. What was that, 3 years ago? Is that three, maybe 4 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than that, yeah.
And we ended up collecting, again, just to highlight the generosity of the people in St. Louis, we were able to bring two semis completely full of all of these items that I mentioned that we collected at St. Louis Honda, but it was a guns and hoses program just like this, and brought it to Kentucky, and the devastation there was horrible. But St. Louis right now is just, you know, our weather system is just terrific, and we certainly have been slammed, and God bless our community for stepping up. That said, St. Louis Honda is just a good centrally located building in South County, and we have the places to store all of these goods. And our plan is to call the police and the fire departments downtown, North St. Louis, as they certainly know what the need is. They mentioned all the drop-off centers, but the ease of this program is you can just pull up to St. Louis Honda and we will actually help you either in the service drive or in the front of the building unload your car for you.
And that's right on Lindbergh, right? So basically it's near 55 in Lindbergh. You can get there if you get off Tesson Ferry and then you take a ride on Lindbergh as well. It's pretty easy to find.
Exactly. And the address is 5939 South Lindbergh. Certainly, if you have any questions or concerns or whatever, you certainly can call my cell phone, which is 314-306-7266. and I'll be more than happy to guide you through this.
And we have some lists and some directions on our website at 971talk.com as well for this drive. So, Shan, thank you so much. Let's see if we can get people out this weekend. I think you'll have a lot of support, and we're doing what we can here to spread the word. So I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thank you so very much, and God bless you and anyone else that can help.
Thank you, and God bless you. They're doing great work. And folks, when presented with opportunities, you know how generous people are, Sue. It really is amazing. I have to do this before we get out of here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, I mean, honestly, this is so much fun that they did this, what did they call it? The Wiener 500 or the
Weenie
500,
Weenie 500.
Right? Which took place earlier today. And we have the final call in Indianapolis of the Weenie 500. Who won? Who was your money on? Here we go.
Time for a late pass here off of the last corner. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This one is going to go down to the line.
Sunday will be the 109th running of the Indy 500, but the first Weenie 500. And if you know one thing about Indy on the last lap, it's a dog-eat-dog world as they round the track for the final time.
Chidock still in the lead. Less than a quarter mile to go at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the inaugural Weenie 500. These hot dogs are hot rotting it down the front straight, T-Bell. They're coming at us now. Maxed out at a whopping 60 miles an hour. Can the fans cheer them across the line? It's going to be close.
They're making the move. Slaw Dog making the move up the inside on the run into the yard of Bricks and over the line. It looks like it's going to be the Slaw Dog by a nose. Slaw Dog wins.
In the closest finish in Weenie 500 history, Slaw Dog by a nose.
And of course, it was the first Weenie 500. But the thing is, honest to God, as good as that audio is, it was a close race.
Yes,
they say it might have gotten up to 65 miles per hour. I'm telling you, pull it up. I'll put it on my Twitter feed if I can, at Mark Reardon, KFTK. It is outstanding. We'll leave you with a little Journey, Stone and Love. Sue, have a great weekend. We'll
you
see you on Tuesday.
Too. You got it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.